What I'd like to do today is to go back to something that we did when we first started. When we first started, we used to have Inyone Daf Yomi. So today I'm not going to do Inyone Daf Yomi, but at least I want to do with you the Siyam. Inyone Siyam Masechta Shabbos. This past Shabbos was a big event in Klal Yisrael. The Siyam of the second Masechta of Shas Masechta Shabbos. I would like to discuss with you briefly some ideas relating to the Siyam of Masechta Shabbos. The first is just a Ha'orah. Baruch Hashem, over the years I've collected a lot of Svarim on Hadronim. Hadronim on Svarim which relate to Siyam HaMasechta. And possibly from all of the Masechtas, the most bizarre Siyam is Masechta Shabbos. It's just, I'll read you the Gemara. The Gemara concludes with a very strange Gemara, which many commentators have a very hard time grasping. The Gemara concludes, Ulikla lebei Reish Galus. Ula came to visit the home of the Reish Galus. Okay, he went to visit the Reish Galus. There's a lot of activity, a lot of people were hanging out. A lot of people used to come there to hang out. At the Reish Galus, like a nice a lounge, it's a club. Who did he see there? Who did Ula find the Reish Galus? Chazil Rabba Bar Barhuna. He saw Rabba Bar Barhuna de Yosef Be'avna de Maya. He saw Rabba Bar Barhuna was sitting in a tub of water. Rashi said, what's Be'avna? Begigis. Begigis means a flask. It means a container like used for beer. A beer container, it means like a bath. Very strange.
Today is a small bed which you use for a baby.
A gigas, called a gigas, yeah. Okay. This is a large sized gigas. Very bizarre. He sees Rabba Babarhuna in the home of the Reish Galus, enjoying himself. He's in a bath. And we assume that it was Shabbos. It was Shabbos. Whole Shiloh, you want to go take a bath on Shabbos? That's big. So you hot water, cold water, the entire body. Aver. Okay, he was in this. Become Loshachle. What was he doing in this bath? He was sitting inside this tub of water, and he was measuring the water. Nothing better to do. He was taking a tape measure, and he was measuring the water. Some type of scientific calculation. Amale. So Ula said, "What in the world? You're being Mechalel Shabbos. What in the world are you doing? You make measurements." You're not allowed to make measurements on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now you'll ask me, what are you talking about? Everyone knows Pesach is coming up, and who doesn't have a Haggadah, who doesn't have their children and grandchildren with charts and different diagrams? And this is for the Shir Matzah, for the Shir Maror, and everyone is measuring exactly not to eat too much, too little, make sure you have a shir. So what are you talking about? You're allowed to measure. So you are allowed to measure on Shabbos. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows from the Pesach Seder that you're allowed to make measurements on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even if Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you make the measurements. So what was his objection? When did the Rabbanan permit one to measure? Medida de mitzvah. Ah, if you're making a measurement for the purpose of a mitzvah, to know how much matzah you need to eat, to know if your sukkah is kosher, things like that. If you want to make a measurement to know if the sukkah of Yom, if it's 7 tvachim, if it's not higher than 20 amos, if it's not less than 10 tvachim, so on and so forth. If you want to go pull out, take out the tape measure and make measurements for the purpose of a mitzvah, that you could do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the lav de mitzvah mi omor. But you're not allowed to make measurements if it's not for the purpose of a mitzvah. Person is, it's uvda dechol. If you're doing a new bathroom and you want to measure how many feet you need tiles, you want to still take a tape measure, and the bathroom is 10 feet by 20 feet, whatever it is, so 5 feet by 5 feet, whatever you want to do, that is awesome. It's not a medida de mitzvah, it is awesome. So he said to him, what's going on here? We're here in the lounge of the Reish Galus. He's sitting in a tub of water, and you're making cheshbonos. The chayrud, there's no mitzvah, so what are you doing? Amalei, so he says to him, nah, I'm not doing anything. I'm misasek ba'oma ana. I'm just daydreaming. I'm preoccupied. Rashi, Shaloi Litzorich. I'm not measuring because I need to know how large the bathtub is for a purpose of construction or for any purpose. I'm just measuring for the sake of measuring. And when you're measuring for the sake of measuring, that is not called a violation of Medida of Uvda Dukha. That's the really big Machlagas Rashi and Taisus. There's a Rambam, there's a lot of Torah, the Lamed in Halacha, but that's not the point I want to go to. He was what exactly the Medida? When is it called Misasik? When it's not called Misasik, Rashi just very simply says, Sheloy Litzorech Ela Liyasuke Ba'olwa. I'm just preoccupied. And with that, the Gemara Hajjalach Mishahichshich, the Salikullah Mesech HaShabbos, and all things, this is the conclusion of Mesech HaShabbos, this ends the Mesech. It's a very difficult Simha Mesech. I've yet to find a good parish to connect what are we really coming to teach us with the conclusion of this memra to finish off Mesech HaShabbos. So the only one little ha'ar I want to draw your attention to, I have other things I want to tell you about Mesech, about the Siyam, is Haftarah. Is possibly we learn Yeshaya together, Yeshaya Perik Mem, Shabbos Nachamu. Okay, it's probably one of the most famous Haftarahs, Nachamu Nachamu Ami. And there's a pasuk in Perik Mem and Yeshaya, which we read in Parashat Yitzchak, Shabbos Nachamu, and it describes the creation of the world. Hine Hashem Elokim b'chazak yavo, Hashem will come with strength, uzero'o, Moshe lo, Hashem will rule the world. He will rule the world with His power. Hine secharoi itoi, Hashem's reward is with Him, ufu ulaso lefanav, His deeds are before Him, He will grant reward to those that are faithful, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His deeds go before Him. Kiroya, this we say for the Mitzvah Yom Naroim, Kiroya Edra Yireh, like a shepherd who shepherds his flock, Bizra'o, with his army, Kabetz Tala'im, with his arm he ingathers his flock, Uvecheko, and with his bosom, Yisa Olois, Yinahel, he guides and he picks up the young sheep. And then it goes on to say, Mi modad b'sha'oloi mayim. Who can measure with his fist water? So here it's describing creation. Here in this poetic, you have to look before to get more detail the flow of the psukim, but here it describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. Hashem created the world. Hashem will grant reward. Hashem guides the world. Everyone in this world is like his flock. And here the pasuk goes on to describe creation. Creation is me more than is there any human being that can relate to the awesomeness, to the complexity, to the chokhmah of nice and gracious? Is there a person that can modat, can measure bishe'olo with his fist, naim, the water? Gracious bar Elokim es hashanayim ve'es ha'aretz. What is shanayim? Shamayim. And how did Hashem create the world? Vayav Elokim bein amayim Hashem al rekia bein amayim Hashem tachas rekia. How much water did there exist before the time, at the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis bar Elokim es ha'aretz, Hashem, according to Unkelus, in the beginning, Bereishis, Unkelus, in the beginning, bar Elokim es, Hashem created the shamayim. How much water did Hashem create? So here the pasuk says, for a human being to know, to relate to this, it is impossible. Mi modat, b'sha'olah, is there a person that can measure with his fist the mayim, with his fist the amount of water, the water? U'b'shamayim b'zeres tikin, is there a person that can measure b'zeres? Zeres is the finger, one of the fingers, the amount from one finger to another finger. The heavens, the distance, the span of the heavens. The chol, everything, the chol bashalish, and he measured bashalish. Shalish means a scale. Hashem measured with a scale the afar haaretz, the shakal he weighed bapelas, another instrument, harm the mountains, ugvaos, and the hills bimoznayim with scales. And it goes on, mi tiken esruch Hashem, umi v'ishat sasa yodin. No one can tell Hashem what to do, no one can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the point I want to make is here in these very beautiful psukim in Yeshaya Perek Mem, where Yeshaya this is describing Ma'aseh Bereishis, he used this expression, Mi Modad B'Sha'olo Mayim. In relation to creation, there's no one that can mimic Hashem and measure with his fist the amount of water. Shabbos is the culmination of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Bereishis bar Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz. The tafkid of creation was to come to Shabbos, is to come to Yom HaShvi'i. here the end of the Masechta, what he's doing, what's happening here, when Ulav meets Rabba Baba Rav Huna, and he's sitting in Ba'avna Demaya, and he's being misasik ba'alma in medida, what he was doing was, he was being mekayim this pasuk. He was reflecting upon the greatness of creation. The purpose of Shabbos is to recognize su'u, as the pasuk here concludes the end of this parak, towards the end of this parak is su'u maroi meinechem, lift up to high your eyes, u'u mivare eile. Who created this world? How do we get here? Who created this? Who brought us into existence? Hamoitzi b'mispar tzivam l'chulam b'shem yikra me'roiv oinim v'yam itzkoyach ish loy nedar. No one is lacking. That's the purpose. That is what Shabbos is all about. And the beginning of this theme begins with this pasuk of measuring water. Question. So look up the pasuk. I didn't really look up the pasuk well and go into detail, but I didn't see anyone say this. But I think there's an obvious connection. Everyone is a lot of Torah. What's going on over here? But there's an obvious connection. He is measuring water. He's measuring a tub of water, and this concludes Shabbos. Purpose of creation is to be makir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Uvayom HaShvi Shavas Vayinofash. Creation, the beginning of creation is described Mi Modat B'Sha'olomayim. Is there a person that can really comprehend the vastness of creation by measuring with his fist? Not impossible. That's what he's saying. Well, you think I'm measuring? You think I'm measuring? I'm doing Medida? Nonsense! It's not shaykh to measure. It looks like I'm measuring. It's impossible to kamimakir the greatness of my siberatius. The kedusha of Shabbos is infinite. What a beautiful way to end the Masechta. You come to Shabbos, 24 very difficult parakim of Hilcha Shabbos. No. I'm finished. I got it. I've mastered the Masechta. It's in my pocket. The end of the Masechta is a humbling statement. Nonsense. You think you've come to the end. You know what the pasuk says. Mimodad b'sha'olamayim. Is there a person that can really measure with his fists the mayim, the shamayim v'aretz? Su'u moray meinechem u'u mivare eile. The koyach of Shabbos, of Hashem's creation, is infinite beyond belief. The best you can do on Shabbos to sit back and be misasek ba'alma a little bit about the bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I think this is a very interesting way to conclude, to get a more of an appreciation of what the end of Masechta is all about. Okay, that's one idea. Another idea I want to present to you, it relates very much to this week's parasha, to last week's parasha. So I think it was Ashkocha Pratis that Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, ended within the framework of the backdrop of Vayakel Pikudei. Vayakel Pikudei summarizes not just Parshas Teruma, but Parshas Tetzav. Let me tell you a var which made an impression on me from Rav Avraham Shur. In fact, I saw him on Shabbos, and I told him I read his piece. And it made a very big impression on me. And I have a little hoysofa. And if I could tell him the hoysofa, and he listened very patiently what I told him, and he said it's good. So I think that fits in with what I'm going to tell you now. Now let me explain what I mean. And I'm sure he writes that we would. It's the first daf. It fits very well. In Yonde Yoma, yesterday's daf, the first daf of Masechta Erevin is Mishkan Mishkan. That the Mishkan is called a Mikdash. And a mikdash is called a mishkan. The Gemara needs this for the Pesach Ulam, Pesach Heichel, the Makar for 20 Amos. There are this structure that was built in the Midbar for the Hashras Hashchina is called both a mishkan and a mikdash. Rebecho, first off, Erevin, mishkan, mikdash. It's called both a mishkan and a mikdash. Why do we need two words to define the same structure? And the truth is, this really is a Rashi in this really focused on the beginning of Parshas Pikudei. Eile Fukudei HaMishkan, Mishkan Hoedos. The word mishkan appears twice in that one pasuk, alluding to the double that it's a mishkan and it's also a mikdash. why is this structure that was built in the desert and was expanded with the Beis HaMikdash called both a Mishkan and a Mikdash? So Rav Shul explained as follows. A Mikdash relates to Mokoim, and the Mishkan does not have a Mokoim, a place, a location. And what he explains this is that the word Mikdash focuses on the nature of Tefillah, Avoda, service to Hashem. When you come to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Chazal, we always find it is associated with Mokoim. The Beis HaMikdash needs to be built in a very precise location. During the Masos, we'll come to the person we down and see the Magen Avraham, when during the Masos, the Shechina guided the Bnei Yisrael, and when the Amud Ha'esh stopped, this is the Mokoim Hashem wants you to rest. This is where. And ultimately, L'shichnoi Sidrushu Uvasa Shama, Hashem will choose the Mokoim where the permanent resting place will be. Hamokom Asher Yivchar Hashem L'shakein Shema Yishan. The Mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash needs a very precise Mokoim. Permanent location. Location is everything. What do we do in the Beis HaMikdash? We bring korbanos. What are korbanos? It's a form of tefillah. We don't have any more korbanos, so we have tefillah in its place. What do Chazal tell us? Kol hakoyveya mokoim litfilasoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be at his assistance. You need a mokoim. Tefillah requires a mokoim. On the other hand, there's a concept of Talmud Torah. Torah has no mokoim. There's no such thing. You need a mokom. Wherever you are bound to follow halacha. Torah is in galus. Wherever, even when you don't have a precise mokom, there's a mitzvos which have to be fulfilled, and it has to be studied. Mishkan, the nature of a, what is a mishkan? Mishkan is like a tent. It's a word which refers to a temporary dwelling place. A temporary dwelling place is a tent, is you set up when you're away from your mokoim. This is the nature of Torah. Talmud Torah does not have any precise mokoim. Talmud Torah is not limited. In fact, where did the Torah, where was the Torah given? It was not given in a mokoim. It was given in the midbar. What is the midbar? A midbar is, it's not a mokoim. It's no man's land. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu go up to study the Torah? In Shamayim. Shamayim is not a mokoim. It's not a place that we can define. The midbar. Tefillah, avoda, service, praying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that requires mokom. So again, this structure that's built has two names. It's called a mishkan, and it's called a mishkan and a mikdash. The word mikdash relates to the mokom element, which relates to tefillah. The mishkan concept relates that it's also a place of Torah. The only way you can have tefillah is if you have Torah. And the only way you'll succeed in Torah is if you'll have tefillah. These two concepts of Torah and tefillah cannot be separated one from the other. B'makom loy, the Abaye and Rava, they would daven in the place where they learned. The ability to synthesize tefillah and Torah is essential in understanding what the Mikdash is. So the Mikdash, it's called a Mikdash and a Mishkan, because this location synthesizes Torah u'tfila. It was the place of the Hashras HaShchina, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu all the Torah after Matan Torah, communicated with Moshe Rabbeinu, through there Moshe Rabbeinu answered all the questions of Torah, and because it was also a Mokam for tfila. Mikdash is tfila, Mishkan is Oel, temporary location, which relates to Torah. So I told Rav Shur, I said to him that in who built the Mishkan? The Mishkan was built by Bezalel and Aholiyah, two craftsmen. I always tell you about the two different lions. One of Shevet Yehuda, one of Shevet Dan. Bezalel, Chazal say, is Bezel Hashem. His name means he was in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was standing in the shadow, that's Mokoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Mokoim. Baruch HaMokoim Baruch Hu. Hashem is the Mekoyim Shel Olam. Bezalel was Bezel. He was in the shadow. The idea of Bezalel represents the concept of Mokoim. Oholiyav, his name, the Shurish of Oholiyav is Ohel. He represents the concept of Torah. So you see, not only is this structure called a Mikdash and a Mishkan, Mikdash is Tefillah, which is Mokoyim. Mishkan is not absence of Mokom. There is no Mokom, which is an Ohel. An Ohel is a tent. A tent means there is no permanent Mokom, you're a wanderer, which represents the concept of Torah, Talmud Torah. Yoshev, oh, very good. Yoshev Oholim, Oloi Shoshem V'Eder, V'Yakov Ishtam, excellent. V'Yakov Ishtam, Yoshev Oholim, and Olof Shem V'Eder. Torah is a place that has no Mokom. Those two concepts are even found in the architects of the basin of this location of Bitzalel, Bitzalkel, Mokoyim, Oholiyav, Oyhel. Now go further. So going further. What did Bitzalel do? Look at his expertise. He was the Baki in the Zohar, in the Kesef, in the Choshes. He was an expert in building objects, in building Parshas Chula, in the construction of the edifice. What was Oholiyav's expertise in the Tcheles, Argomon, Tolashoni, and Sheish, linen, in material? What was the material primarily used for? It was used to cover, but not the Beis HaMikdash, only the Mishkan. It was used primarily for what? The clothing, the dress of the person. So now it's very interesting to go a little bit further. That the Mokoyim relates to the Kalim. Torah, here's the point, a very interesting point. Torah relates to clothing. We're going already three levels deep. We start off with Mokom, Ohel. Mokom is Tzila. Ohel is Torah. Bitzalel. We're going four levels deep. Bitzalel is Mokom. Oholiyav is the Ohel, is the Torah. What's Bitzalel? Next level. The edifice. What is Oholiyav? Clothing. So what does all that mean? And what is Torah? What Torah has no Mokom. Torah dresses the person. Torah, the person can be found. It's not limited to a Mokom. The Beis HaMikdash is the Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim on the Harabayis. But a person is not always... A person is not always bound to be in that location. A person can travel, but wherever you travel, you need clothing. You have to dress properly. You have to cover yourself. How do you cover yourself? You cover yourself proper. There are different types of clothing. There is clothing that's proper, and there's clothing that's not proper. The Torah is the proper dress, conduct, hanhaga, that envelops the person. Okay, now, how does all that relate to the Siyam? Oh, let's go one thing at a time. First of all, there are 24 parakim in Masechta Shabbos. Why the 24 parakim? So some will tell because there are 24 hours in the day, and each parak corresponds to 1 hour. There are many talmidei chachamim who bekim muflogim in Masechta Shabbos. Every Shabbos they chazal the entire Masechta. At least the Mishnayos for sure 20 times. And the Masechta, they would break up the Masechta into three parts. 8, 8, 8, 3 8s for the first Suda, the second Suda, Shalosh Shudas. They would learn 8 Parakim Mishat. 24 hours. 24, that's one. But there's another Mahalach, very powerful Mahalach. We learned this together, we learned Yeshaya. Yeshaya, the beginning of Yeshaya, Yeshaya is giving very powerful Musar to the Bnei Yisrael. They're going to be punished. He enumerates 24 ornaments, 24 tachshitin, that instead of wearing the 24 beautiful ornaments that a kala is adorned, they will be removed, and in their place there will be 24 garments or different bruises that will replace the 24 tachshitei kala. The 24 parakim of Shabbos correspond to the 24 tachshitei kala. What are tachshitim? They're garments, clothing, form of clothing. That's the Masechta. The Torah is broken up into 24 parts. The Torah of the Shabbos is broken up in 24 parts because everything about Torah relates to Ohel. And Ohel relates to Aholiyah. And Aholiyah relates to clothing. And therefore, the Torah of Shabbos is broken into 24, the 24 modes of dress, ornaments which a kala, one dresses, one fully dresses himself, the ultimate form and form. Now, let's go to the next idea. It represents the Sifrei Tanakh, which also is Torah. Right, it's also Sifrei Tanakh is Talmud Torah. Very good, it's also Torah. Sifrei Tanakh, right. Same theme. But I want to just show its clothing, Mamish clothing, to then we have to go backwards to Tanakh as well. Now we come to Maral. This is an honor of you, Rav Chol Maral. I did not see the Maral first and soon, only very quickly, second source, in the beginning of the Hagdama to Sefer Daf al Hadaf. Daf al Hadaf is the Likud on the Chidishim, on the Daf, on Sech the Shabbos, on this particular volume. And he starts with the very basic question which everyone deals with: why did Masech the Shabbos begin with the law of Hoitzah? There are 39 malachas. Lamites malachas for Shabbos. Why did Masech the Shabbos have to begin with Yitzios HaShabbos Shtayim Sheinar? The Ani, the Baal Habayis, the Ani extends his hand, the Baal Habayis extends his hand. Why Hoitzah? There are much more basic halach. There is cooking, there is making a fire, there is layetzia chayit, there is the process of making bread, the process of working the earth. Why hoitzah? So there are many, many reasons given why hoitzah. The Maral has his own idea. The Maral says, we start with hoitzah because we know that there's an iser to do malacha on Yom Tov as well. Right? Lo yosach malacha may not be done. But there's one exception, and that is Hoitzah. It's a Ferish Mishnah. Ein Erev Hoitzah, I forgot the exact words, but there's no, the laws of carrying on Yom Tov are greatly lifted on Yom Tov compared to Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry, right? You're allowed to carry a siddur to shul, litzorech, you can carry, but it's not for eating. I'm not carrying my siddur to shul because I want to eat. I'm carrying my siddur because I want to daven. Amitach shetul litzarech chutul shloim litzach. You don't apply that. Oh, I want to go and smoke. Well, smoking is called echol nefesh. I think that's not a good idea. But there are other examples. I want to. We're very lenient when it comes to haitzah on Yom Tov, because the law. And that, why is that so? That's not for now. That's the sugya in the Gemara. But Hoitzah is the essence of Shabbos. When you start the Sech, the Shabbos, you have to start with a malacha. There are 39 categories of labor. But the category of labor which defines the essence of Shabbos is something that is unique to Shabbos. The one malacha that is 100% is the Maral talking. Unique to Shabbos is Hoitzah. The Horaya, because there's no Hoitzah on Yom Tov. Or, not that there's no Hoitzah, the Hoitzah is lifted, the restrictions of Hoitzah are lifted much more, a much greater proportion than any other halacha of the laws of Shabbos, of the other malachas of Shabbos. So if this, that we find that Hoitzah is something that is unique, the severity of Hoitzah is unique to Shabbos, the Harai, it's not by Yom, this defines the essence of Shabbos. On Yom Tov, if you have 39, 8 malachas, exactly the same. Okay, Echol Nefesh, okay, that's an exception, but it's limited to the exception. Hoitzah, we make light of the whole thing. There's no Hoitzah. Maybe a little bit, but Kamat, there's no Hoitzah on Yom Tov. But Shabbos, there is. So that means Shabbos stands head and shoulders over Yom Tov with how? How does it distinguish itself? The way Shabbos distinguishes itself is with the Malacha of Hoitzah. This is then the essence of Shabbos, and that's why the Masechta must begin with the Malacha of Hoitzah. Now, why is that so? So we're going to tie everything up together. I'm going a little tangent, but you'll see how it all comes together. It's because, what does the Torah say about Shabbos? Al yetze ish mimikoymoy bayoyim hashi. Do not leave your mokoy. Chazal darshan al yetze, al yotzi. That's why we darshan the lashon of yitzios and not hoitzah. That's the first tosfos, yitzios and hoitzah. From this pasuk, the essence of Shabbos is you have a mokoy. You have a mokoy. Now the word should become a little, get a little bit scary. I'm coming back. There are two dinim in the Mishkan. There is makoim, and there is the absence of makoim. Shabbos is all about makoim. Hoitzah is the essence of Shabbos. Doesn't apply to Yom Tov. What does the Torah say about Shabbos? Al yetzei ish mimikoimoi bayoim hashvihi. Don't leave your location bayoim hashvihi. Now, here we go. Let's talk morale talk. Just like in this world, let me ask you this question. Why is it so that on Yom Tov there is no Hoitzah? Explain, why? That's not halacha. The halacha is drushes. But let's talk theoretically and conceptually. Why is it that this is the essential difference? This is the essential difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov Haitzah. Just like in the physical world, there is a mokim. In time, there's mokim. Shabbos has a permanent mokim, a place in time. Every seventh day, from the time of creation, it's wired as Shabbos. There's no changing the day of Shabbos. Every seventh day from the day of creation, we return. It's permanent in time. Yom Tov is not permanent. If the Beis Din says, you know, Tuesday is not a good day for Pesach. It's not a good day. We have other things to do that day. It doesn't work out for us. We have a meeting, so we'll make Pesach Wednesday. One more day. Or, you know, this month, you know, we need more, another month. We'll push off the holidays, the festivals, another month. We'll push it off. Beis Din has the option of manipulating the time of Yom Tov. That means that Yom Tov does not have a mokoim. Yom Tov, when you come to Yom Tov, you're coming into an ohel. You're coming into a tent. An ohel is a structure that you erect. This is where I am. You go to a kish. They have a tent in the street for the kish. This is not a permanent. It's not Shabbos in time is a mokoim. Yom Tov does not have a mokoim in time. Yom Tov at best is an ohel. It's not a mokoim. Therefore, that's the essential difference between this idea, this concept, is carried over to the malacha of Haitzah. Why is the malacha of Haitzah, of Al Yetzei Ish Mimekomo, you're not allowed to carry from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRam, or vice versa, or carry more than Dalai Lama's to the Rishus HaRam? Why is that the essential difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because that is the essential difference between the calendar day of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos has a Mokoim, and Yom Tov does not have a Mokoim in Zman. And that's why in Malacha there is no such concept of an Erev for Yom Tov. There's no such concept of making an Erev for Yom Tov, because Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry Nikar Hadin. There is no Mokom in Zman, there is no Mokom in physical location either. There's no limitation.
So you're saying then that Yom Tov, the termination of Yom Tov, is based on Torah learning.
Coming to that, to some degree, but I don't really want to go that way. That's true, that's correct. But the point I want to make is that you sign the Sechel Shabbos, and you come to the Sechel Shabbos at home. So interesting is that we overhear that this Sechel Shabbos took place on Parshas Yaakov Kudei, where Yaakov Kudei is the Shabbos, where both come together. Hakol, the point, the key words that really capture everything is Hakol Moedim Debeshabbos Nidnu Torah. Everyone agrees, a very deep idea. Everyone agrees. The Machlokes, when did he leave Mitzrayim? Did Moshe Rabbeinu make 2 days? Was he Moisef Yom Echad Midaita? Was he not Moisef Yom Echad? Was Ma'an Torah day 7? Was it day 6? But one thing the Gemara says, you can make all these calculations when they left Mitzrayim, when this happened, when that happened, how many days. But one thing is for sure, Hakol Moedim DeBeShabbos Nitna Torah. Why? Why is it so essential that on Shabbos the Torah should be given? Because there has to be a synthesis between Mokoim and Ohel, between Mikdash and Mishkan. What these two concepts represent. The Shabbos represents the concept of Mikdash. What is Mikdash? Mikdash is Tfilah. What is Tfilah? Tfilah is Mokoim. Has to have a concept of Shom L'shichnoi Kiloi Bos Ma'arat El Ha'amnuch V'el Ha'nachla El Ha'mokoim Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha. Shabbos is Mokoim. Torah is not Mokoim. Torah has no Mokoim. Torah is the Levush. It's the clothing. Wherever man goes, person is dressed in those clothing. It's not limited. What happens on when the Torah is given on Shabbos? It's the synthesis of Mokom, Mikdash with Mishkan. Just like this structure is defined in the Torah with two terms, Mikdash and Mishkan, when Chazal tell us Hakol Moedim DeBeShabbos Nid in the Torah, it's the same exact synthesis. It's Mokom being mixed with something that has the absence of Mokom. Torah is the complete absence of Mokom. Just give you an example. Chazal say that since the Chum Beis HaMikdash, after the Mikdash was destroyed, Ein Loyli HaKadosh Baruch Hu BiOlamai Ela Dalet Amoshel Halacha. Where was the Mokom transfer? When there is no Mokom, where is now the new Mokom? The new Mokom is in the Torah. That's a contradiction, because the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokom. Now when there is no Mokom, where in the Halacha? Halacha has no Mokom. But that's where the Shechin is to be found. Even that's the problem of Golis. We don't have the Mokom. We have to find the Mokom in the... A portable makom, it's in the dalam, the portable makom, right? It's down everywhere. Basically, what Chazal is saying is, V'yom shachar beis ha-migdash, ein lo kashmach v'yolamo ela dalam shalacha means, the Shechina is everywhere. That's really what it means. Because Torah by definition is the absence of makom. Torah by definition is the ohel, and the ohel means wherever you are. You have a portable tent, you have a backpack, wherever you go, you can make your tent. That's the Dalet Amashal Halacha, which by definition, and Chazal said, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina now is everywhere. Hold new and twist on what these words mean. The see it when you the uniqueness of learning, many of the Gedolei Yisrael were very big bekeem in Masechet Shabbos. Because learning the Torah of Shabbos and bringing it into Shabbos is not just Stam Torah. It is the synthesis of bringing together something which is the absence of Mokom together with the essence of Mokom. Shabbos is the essence of Mokom. Torah is the essence of the absence of Mokom. And when the two come together, you have Shleimus. You have the full picture. The full picture of the world was created to make a Mokom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu through something, the Shechina, which in essence has no Mokom. And by synthesizing the two together, it's an injection of Ruchnius with Gashmius, which is the purpose of creation, and that is expressed in a much greater level when you learn Masechta Shabbos, because when you learn Masechta Shabbos, you come to appreciate the Shabbos, and on Shabbos itself, you're experiencing the Mokom in this world of Shabbos with the laws and the flavor of Shabbos through the Torah of Shabbos, and that is the true synthesis of Mikdash and Mishkan, Ruchnius and Gashmius, and all of these other things that represent it. That was just a rayon on the scene of Masechta Shabbos.